This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mark Zuckerberg has made another big acquisition. He has spent $2 billion in cash and stock for a startup called Oculus VR. They make virtual reality headsets. And you'll notice I said Zuckerberg bought them, not Facebook, the company he runs, because Zuckerberg has pretty much total control at Facebook. So what Mark wants, Mark gets. $1 billion for Instagram, $19 billion for WhatsApp. The list could go on. Zuckerberg has become, in essence, a very public private venture capitalist. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Facebook is buying a virtual reality company? Really?
They're really trying to become a holding company, if you will, to own a key stake in all the major platforms for social connection.
David Rogers teaches at Columbia Business School. The idea isn't that Facebook thinks people want to like one another's comments in virtual reality. It's that virtual reality is up and coming and Facebook wants in.
That's all fine, well, and good.
David Nelson is chief strategist with Bellpoint Asset Management. He says, fine if Facebook wants to take a venture capitalist approach to acquisitions, but as an investor, he wants to see hard numbers of value.
They're unable to do that. They're just kind of saying, trust us, this is going to be amazing. And we're looking 5, 6, 7, even 10 years out for the return. I think that's too far, at least for me. I sold my stock after the WhatsApp deal.
This not uncommon reaction may involve a difference in culture when it comes to innovation. This is according to Victor Huang, CEO of T2 Venture Creations. It's a Silicon Valley venture firm.
On Wall Street, the biggest fear is missing the numbers, not making earnings. In Silicon Valley, in the startup world, the biggest fear is obsolescence, because obsolescence is the equivalent of death.
He says looking only at a future earnings stream misses the cost of not innovating.
It wasn't that long ago that Microsoft was the cool company, and now people think of it as a dinosaur.
All of that said, an investment of $2 billion is no small gamble. Unfortunately, hindsight is the only way to see if it pays off. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.